Jeeves and the Unbidden Guest. I'm not absolutely certain of my facts, but I rather fancy it's Shakespeare, or if not, it's some equally brainy bird, who says that it's always just when a fellow is feeling particularly braced with things in general that fate sneaks up behind him with the bit of lead piping. And what I'm driving at is that the man is perfectly right. Take, for instance, the business of Lady Morven and her son Wilmot. That was one of the scaliest affairs I was ever mixed up with, and a moment before they came into my life I was just thinking how thoroughly all right everything was. I was still in New York when the thing started, and it was about the time of year when New York is at its best. It was one of those topping mornings, and I just climbed out from under the cold shower feeling like $1 million. As a matter of fact, what was bucking me up more than anything was the fact that the day before I had asserted myself with Jeeves. Absolutely asserted myself, don't you know? You see, the way things had been going on, I was rapidly becoming a dashed serf. The man had jolly well oppressed me. I didn't so much mind when he made me give up one of my new suits, because Jeeves's judgment about suits is sound and can generally be relied upon. But I as near as touch a rebelled when he wouldn't let me wear a pair of cloth-topped boots which I loved like a couple of brothers. And finally, when he tried to tread on me like a worm in the matter of a hat, I put the Worcester foot down and showed him in no uncertain manner who was who. It's a long story, and I haven't time to tell you now, but the nub of the thing was that he wanted me to wear the White House Wonder, as worn by President Coolidge, when I had set my heart on the Broadway Special, much patronized by the younger set. And the end of the matter was that, after a rather painful scene, I bought the Broadway Special. So that's how things were on this particular morning, and I was feeling pretty manly and independent. Well, I was in the bathroom...